Hi, everyone. This is Eric Martin, the lead singer for the band Mr. Big, and you are on the road to rock with Clint Switzer.
Thank you so much, man. I love talking about the things that I love, Clint, and for you to allow me to do it with you. God bless you. God bless the Heartland. God bless America.
You are now on the road to rock. It's not just a podcast. It's an unabashed celebration of rock's living legends. And now, please welcome your host, the master of your rock and roll road trip, leading you down the highway to hell, Clint Switzer.
It's Friday, so that means you are on the road to rock, and you're doing it with me, Clint Switzer. Thanks so much for being here, as always, guys. And I got to tell you, this week has not been the best week for me, to be honest. I'll tell you what, I talked about last week on the podcast that, you know, obviously, as part of Starcade Media, we cover sports to a very high degree. We do a sports podcast called The Elite, and very heavily involved in covering sports, both regionally here in the Midwest and nationally as well. We have a lot of topics, a lot of different types of guests on our show, and we basically try to cover it all, but football's a big part of what we do. And here, I mean, you know, my whole life I've been a Chiefs fan. I'm just going to tell it like it is. I'm a huge Chiefs fan. The Chiefs have, you know, been to the Super Bowl the last 2 years, and this year in 2022 in Los Angeles for Super Bowl 56, our media outlet, Starcade Media, was credentialed to cover the Super Bowl for the first time. Huge deal for us, right? So, you know, that's Radio Row, the whole deal, going down to LA next week, and, you know, hopefully going to be covering the Chiefs versus whoever, you know, the Niners, the Rams, whoever was going to win from the NFC. The Chiefs blow a 21-3 lead, and it's the Bengals going to the Super Bowl. So Starcade Media is going to be there without the Kansas City Chiefs. I've lost a little pep to my step. It seems like food doesn't taste all that good to me. I'm like not sleeping well. This is just the life of a sports fan, right? All my worst days have been sports losses. That's how, you know, low stress my life's been. And I will fully admit that. And I will fully admit that it is absolutely not healthy or good to sort of rate the quality of your day or your week around a sports team. I totally get that. But I think my guest coming up here on today's podcast is going to agree with me. He's going to understand. In fact, he's a hardcore Pittsburgh Steelers fan. He also happens to be a tremendous musician and singer. It's going to be Dave Moody. He is one of the vocalists for the band Hairball, a band that I have been lauding for years. I have seen live on multiple occasions. He's new to the group. He's been a musician his whole life. In fact, he played bass with Billy Ray Cyrus back in the 90s, and he's done all sorts of like cover band activity. Hairball, guys, is just tremendous. I mean, for those that haven't seen the show, Hairball is the bombastic celebration of arena rock. It's like Las Vegas meets arena rock. Over the past 20 years, Hairball has evolved into an explosive national touring act that brings the glory of the 80s to hundreds of thousands of fans throughout the country. With a 2+ hour drop-dead accurate homage to the biggest arena acts in the world, you'll see all of your favorite legendary hits from Van Halen, Kiss, Motley Crue, Queen, Journey, Aerosmith, and much more. Recreated time and time and again in front of your naked steaming eyes, Hairball's bombastic action-packed rock and roll party is chock full of surprises, guaranteed to thrill with an arena-sized light show, smoke, fire, pyro, blood, bombs, swords, and snakes. They bring a rock and roll arsenal to your event that will hit you so hard you'll forget it's not the original. Guys, if you're in the Midwest, and I know so many of you that listen are, Hairball is going to be making a run throughout the Midwest here this winter. They are going to be at the Jacobson Center in Des Moines starting tomorrow, February 5th, and February 12th, Park City, Kansas. Back to the Kansas side, they're going to be at the Hartman Arena in Park City before they go on to Illinois. So guys, if you're in the Midwest, you got to catch this band. To me, I tell people this all the time, there are so many bands that I've seen, and I am absolutely a live music junkie. And so, for instance, if you have a friend that's a casual fan of, say, classic or arena rock from the 80s, from the 70s, what have you, you know, from Alice Cooper, Motley Crue, you know, Poison, Guns N' Roses, that kind of ilk, you know, you could take your friend to go see, you know, Guns N' Roses in an arena and they'll have a great time. Or you can go see Hairball. You can capture the spirit of each and every one of those bands that have, you know, their hit songs that your friend's going to know every single one of them. You go to see Hairball, you've got high-quality entertainment. To me, it's the future of this, you know, brand of music, because these bands aren't going to be around forever. We know bands are retiring. Bands are, you know, passing away. Members are, you know, Kiss is on their end of the road tour. They will, I guess, call it quits by the end of this year, whatever they decide to do. But guys, Hairball is the real deal, and I can't put them over enough. Go to Hairball Online to check out their list of tour dates. And Dave Moody, who has only been in the band less than a year, they have, I think, three different singers that they switch off. So Hairball, the band, has been run by this guy, this guitarist, Happy, for over 20 years, 22 years he's been doing this. So Happy and the rest of the band are out there, and they're there for the whole time. But in between songs, they are rotating out these singers that are in costume. So you might have Alice Cooper for a song or two. A new singer comes in dressed as David Lee Roth to do Van Halen. And then the next guy comes in, you know, dressed as Dee Snider from Twisted Sister. I mean, it's just an all-out celebration of arena rock, and I can't put it over enough. So if you're in the Midwest, or if you're going to be looking for some live entertainment, definitely check these guys out. They're going to be out in Florida in March. I'm going to be catching them in Destin here, I believe, on March 13th in Destin, Florida at Club LA. So hope you enjoy this interview with Dave Moody. He's a great guy, and I think he's found just the right gig for him, as he's been doing. He's done an AC/DC tribute band. Again, he played bass with Billy Ray Cyrus. He's been a musician all his life. So without further ado, let's take you to this week's interview. It is with our good friend Dave Moody from Hairball. Welcome to On the Road to Rock. We're with Dave Moody from Hairball, one of my favorite national touring acts. Dave, you are kind of, you're kind of the new guy to the band. In fact, I think it's been since 2018 since I saw Hairball last. So you've only been with Hairball, what, about a year?
Close to it. Yeah.
Okay.
About 10 months now, and it's going great. We're having a ball, really enjoying ourselves, and it's just out of control fun. I mean, we belly laugh every single day. So it's great.
Well, that's a big part of it, man. And I've seen this act many times. I think that what you guys do is absolutely so tremendous and so important. And I tell people this all the time, like, there's so many, you know, a lot of my favorite bands, you know, you can, you know, Kiss is still on their kind of never ending end of the road tour. I've seen it twice. I'm a fan, but like, you could take a casual fan to a Kiss show and they'd have a great time. But when you go see Hairball, you're representing so many bands. So if you're just a casual fan that likes a lot of the classic rock songs you might hear on the radio, my goodness, you're going to hear them all in one night. It's absolutely unbelievable for a hardcore fan, for a casual fan of just rock music. It's got something for everyone. That's what I always tell people.
Yeah, it really is that way. And, you know, we call it the rock and roll smorgasbord. You know, stick around, you know, three songs. If you don't like what you're seeing in three songs, you're going to see something different. So we're a buffet, if you will, of rock and roll. So it is a lot of fun. And it's just so over the top and flamboyant. And before I joined the band, I knew who they were, but I was very I didn't have a lot of knowledge of what they did, but when I got into it, I was like, holy smokes, this is the real deal.
It is indeed. It's something that you have to see to sort of believe. And I know you guys are going to be here in the Midwest for a run of shows starting this Saturday in Des Moines. And I think then the next Friday in Albin, Nebraska, then back to Park City, Kansas, which is not too far from us here in Kansas City. So a lot of Midwest states coming up. I'm actually going to see you guys in Destin, Florida coming up in March, but you know, that's neither here nor there. I'm excited for that. That'll be spring break. That'll be exciting. But for you, how did you sort of come in to this group that's already established and find a role as a singer? How did you figure out like what songs you're going to sing, what characters you're going to play? How did you kind of fit into the mold here?
Well, I've been a musician my whole life, practically my whole adult life anyway. For the last 30 years, I've toured and played and done so many different things, including bass. And, you know, that's what I was doing down here whenever we got this hooked up, just playing a little bit of bass. But I've done a little bit of everything. And the most notably with Billy Ray Cyrus for about 10 years, I played bass for him. Then I did various different things. And the band that they found me in was called Thunderstruck, America's AC/DC. And we toured around the United States in the Midwest and did all the kinds of great things. And their raspy voice singer had left the band. He just left the band. I'm not sure for whatever reason, but he had left the band and they needed a singer that could do the raspy voices. So they called me and said, hey, we've been checking you out and watching you. And, we love how you sound, and we'd love you to come in and let's see what we could do. And the next thing I know, I'm on this podcast with you. So here we are.
Well, I tell you, I can't put over what Hairball is enough. I think it's absolutely tremendous. Talk about working with a guy like Happy, who has had this outfit together for what, 20 years or something like that. Not only that, Happy's had to deal with some medical, you know, situations over this time, yet he keeps plugging away. The passion is, I've never seen it exude from someone. We've had him on this show before. He is so passionate about this and keeping this thing going. And he's had to do that through some tough personal, you know, and medical times, but man, working with a guy like that, that's gotta be kind of a plus. He's an original, man.
He's special. He's just a special cat. And I can tell you right now, he cares more about this show than any of the audience could ever care, because he wants you to have a good time. The guy is an inspiration to a lot of folks. He gets up there. I the stories I could tell you in the short amount of time that we've been together, how that man, you know, conducts himself is amazing. He's a really, really... look up professional in the book, and he probably would roll his eyes at me at all this stuff I'm saying, but it's true. He's a very professional guy, and he cares. And that's the most important thing. And everybody loves Happy. I mean, how can you not? And to correct you, it's been together for 22 years, which is amazing. And just a stellar program him and Chainsaw have built with Chris Vox on vocals, and Joe Dandy and Brian HBK and Billy Thomas and the whole crew. I mean, the road crew, the people they've had in this band have been here for years and years and years and years. It's not like some, you know, people just come and go, and people come and go. When they get here, they stay. It's kind of like the Supreme Court. They stay until they're dead, you know? So this band that Happy and Mike have built, they should be very proud, and the fans should be very proud of it too, because they're the reason why we're here.
Well, you know, there was a time when, you know, you talk about a tribute act or a cover band, that there's sort of a stigma attached to that, which I think is unfair anyway. But for what Hairball is, there's nothing like it in music. And I think that, to me, the future of keeping these songs alive resides in shows like this. And Hairball is the originals. This is switching out singers, costume changes, big arena rock. This is, to me, the future of these songs and keeping these songs alive as more of these bands retire or pass away, sadly. I mean, that's just sort of, you know, the sobering thought is that your heroes don't last forever, but they live on in acts like you guys. I think it's important going forward that I think this is the future of this music, is these type of shows, and Hairball's the originators. You guys are do it the best, so that puts you in a pretty good spot, I think.
Well, I do appreciate that, you know, and you said the correct word, stigma. Mm-hmm. We know we're not AC/DC. We know we're not Kiss. We know we're not Twisted Sister. We know that we're not Motley Crue. What we are is something way more important, my brother. We are the spirit of these bands. We are the embodiment, living embodiment of these bands, and the spirit of the rock and roll that they created. And we do nothing more than live through that spirit and let it funnel through us to the audience and let them go back in time. You know, the greatest time in the history of the world to me was the 1980s. It was so carefree. Yes. And great. And I mean, we just try to embody and capture that moment in time and throw it out to the audience. And hopefully, you know, a lot of people feel that.
It's, you know, for me, I'm 38 years old. I grew up with this, though. You know, I'm born in 1984. So this is all happening as I'm born. So I had to kind of catch on a little later in life. My first concert was Poison. My favorite band was Kiss growing up. You know, I'm right there with you, my brother, trust me. And to be able to see acts like this, to me, you know, I didn't get to see the Kiss Love Gun tour. You know, I didn't get to see Motley Crue on Shout at the Devil or with Ozzy Osbourne or Wasp and Metallica in 85, but things like this.
I saw them all. It was great.
See, I'm jealous already. I'll tell you what, I'm going to make you jealous for a second. I know you're a big Kiss fan. So anytime I get a chance to talk Kiss with someone, I go off on that tangent. I was just in Vegas a couple weeks ago for David Lee Roth, actually, and which got canceled. And I got to see Bruce Kulick, who played with Eric Singer and their band doing all the 80s. Oh, it was unbelievable.
Yeah, I heard it was great.
Oh, what a show.
I heard the drummer was sick and Eric Singer filled in.
It was one of those surreal moments where you're just kind of there. And Bruce Kulick, who's very understated as a person, we've had him on the show many times. He's just a great guy, great friend. And he comes out and says, Guys, I hate to tell you, Brett Fitz couldn't make it here, but our fill-in is, his name's Eric Singer, and it was just very, so understated. And the songs that they pulled out, my gosh, you know, you got Spit, Paralyzed, you know, from Revenge. I mean, it just went up and down, and Crazy Nights and all the great songs from the 80s that you never get to hear Kiss play. It was awesome.
Yeah, they don't do them anymore. Yeah, and Bruce is carrying the flag for that music, as he should. And he has a lot to be proud of, because that was some great music back in the day.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, Dave, every time that I've seen Hairball, what strikes me is the audience reaction. Everywhere I've been, different venues, outdoors, you guys do it all. I mean, from clubs to amphitheaters to bike rallies to wineries, you guys are just everywhere. The crowd reaction, when you see people's faces, I don't think they're expecting that level and that technical of a show and the staging, everything. It blows people away. And that's, you mentioned Happy before. I think that's kind of his construct, is it not?
Well, yeah, he believes in burning your eyes out of your head, blowing your eardrums up, and leaving you sticky, broken, confused. That's our job, bro. That's in our definition. That's our mission statement. Our mission statement is to come into your town and make you forget about your troubles for 2 hours. Make you forget about the things outside that door. There's no bad attitudes welcome in our show. No negativity welcome in our show. No politics in our show. There's no bullshit in our show. You are 100% encompassed in rock and roll and the gospel and the teachings and the blessings of rock and roll. And you got four fathers up there, or five actually, at any given time, just preaching the gospel. So trust me, what I'm telling you, we believe in what we do.
When you guys are kind of constructing the show and you've got a guy like two other singers, yeah, Chris Vox, Joe Dandy, you know, Joe might do like a David Lee Roth. He does like an Axl Rose. I think I've seen him do Ozzy and so on. And Chris, you know, you'll see him do the Paul Stanley and a lot of that. So how do you guys kind of decide who's going to do what? Do you ever want to just step out and say like, hey, like I want to do the Kiss song tonight? I mean, is there that level of creativity, or is it just kind of like, you know, like you said, you're brought on kind of to do the raspy voice, the Brian Johnson, if you will, the Alice Cooper? Like, how do you kind of construct that?
That would be more correct, because it would be a little bit difficult for me to wear their outfits, seeing how I'm 6'5" and they're about 6 foot. So, you know, I'm the Sasquatch of the band, so I'm a bit bigger than they are. But no, you know, to try to do Paul Stanley as good as Chris Fox would be an injustice. He does it so great. To try to do David Lee Roth as good as Joe Dandy would be an injustice, because there's no way in the world I can do that jump off of that second level that he does off of the drum riser. It's just amazing. Those guys have perfected their characters, and they can do way more than Chris is probably up to 15 or 16 characters. You know, Joe, I don't know how many he's up to. I'm up to about 7 now. But we just look for our strengths and the things that we think that we can do really, really well. Then we get the costume, and then we develop the character, and we just throw it out to the crowd, and we just hope it sticks.
Well, I can't tell you how much it means, and to see you in the band now, and how, you know, you're going to be bringing new elements to it. And so for me, it's going to be a whole new experience, and I'm, you know, going to, like I said, be there in Destin here in just a few weeks, excited to do it, and bringing out my girlfriend and her kids, who are, you know, they're young, but they, you know, they love these songs. They hear these songs that, you know, they're everywhere. I mean, this era of music, it's everywhere. Kids today find it. They find it on YouTube. They find it on Spotify, or where, well, that's now a controversial word, I guess, or whatever, wherever you get your music. Right. So that's what's exciting, is seeing the young people that embrace this music. I don't know that, as much as we say, you know, things were so much better in the 70s and 80s, and you had vinyl and physical copies, man, there's a lot more avenues for people to find music today. And I think that is one positive about technology and the way things are today, is that young kids can go find this stuff, and they do.
They do. They really do. I remember I was in a record store not too long ago, and it blew me away to see, you know, 16, 15, 16, 17-year-old kids, you know, thumbing through albums and fingering through albums. And that's cool. I remember walking up to a young lady and I said, you know, all the cool kids listen to vinyl. And she goes, I know. And I went, you know, that's cool. But there was a lot of them in there looking for vinyl, and they were looking at the rock sections, and they're starving for it, because they've been denied the artwork. They've been denied the physicality of it. They've been denied the picking of it up and looking and actually having a connection with the vinyl or with whatever form they get, with whatever, you know, kind of whatever format they choose. They have been denied that artwork and that connection, the liner notes, no one who took the pictures, no one who, you know, where the photo shoot was held or where it was, the album was recorded or who produced it or
the
who
lyrics.
Mixed it.
Yeah.
The lyrics, all of that stuff has been removed from their life, and that's art. And it's just been turned into air. And to see these kids go out to these record stores and try to find our music and live that music. Oh, it's wonderful to see. It makes me happy.
It does. And that harkens me back to this, because I came in again, I had cassettes and things like that. So I'm not, you know, I'm young, but you know, I still got the experience. And could you imagine, like, for you to, if you, you know, I know you're a big Kiss fan. Again, if you had Kiss Alive, you had Kiss Alive 2, and you just had it on a little box and that's how you played it, versus putting that record on, hearing what it was and looking at the pictures of Kiss, how else would you even see what they, you know, what Kiss looked like other than magazines?
They wrote you a note inside of the album, and they told you thank you, and they talked directly to you. You can't do that with air. You can't do that with air. You can only do that through the artwork, and you can only do that through the magic of expression, and the whole thing was an expression. The album wasn't the only thing. The cover, the back cover, the photos, all of that stuff was so important. And now it's not that way, but there is a revolution, and these kids are finding this stuff and they're realizing how cool it was to grow up in a time when you could actually touch, feel, and own a piece of your favorite band.
You're 100% right on that. And to me, you know, and as kind of getting back to Hairball a little bit, what you guys do, everything about it embodies what I like in music. Because to me, growing up, I was all about, I wanted visuals. I wanted to be, you know, just looking at an Iron Maiden album made me an Iron Maiden fan. I saw like a picture of Wasp in Kerrang! Magazine. I was just like, I don't know what that is, but that's the coolest thing I've ever seen. I think I saw Wasp in the movie The Dungeon Master when I was very young. And I was like, this is insane. I don't know what this is, but this is what I like forever. I heard Alice Cooper in the Friday the 13th soundtrack. And I, again, don't know what this is, but I'm a fan of this. That the visual aspect of music is so important. And that's why Hairball is so important. You guys do it better than anyone, better than bands themselves. So I'm guessing you as kind of feel the same, that the visual aspect of rock and roll is big for you as well. I'm assuming.
Oh, it's huge. I mean, you want to give fans something for their money, you know, when they show up and they're laying their hard-earned dollars down, and dollars are not easy to come by these days, especially with inflation and everything.
Right.
So, you know, for them to take their money and walk to the front door and lay it down on Hairball, we can't thank them enough. There's no greater compliment than somebody laying down money that they worked for and putting it down because they think that you are their best opportunity for a good time. There's nothing, there's not a greater compliment in the world, and we're so grateful for that. So to be able to do that and do it, you know, like I said, happy, and the whole band, everybody cares so much about your good time.
That is so well said, and it's been a true honor to have you on today, Dave. This is great, just getting to know you, as I've had Happy on in the past, and to be able to become familiar with you and your work is just tremendous, and what you bring to the table. Can't wait to see you. And again, guys, I want to make sure everybody knows, because, you know, a lot of our listeners are right here in the Midwest, that Hairball is going to be rocking the Midwest here starting this Saturday, February 5th. And then the next weekend in Albin, Nebraska, then to Park City, Kansas on February 12th, and then on to Illinois and Colorado and on. You guys have been playing shows like kind of, I mean, to before we let you go, really, there was a time when Hairball was like one of the only forms of entertainment you could go see. You guys kind of kept it going even through COVID and all that. Like, that's awesome. Cause to me, I was looking for anything, and I would have went to see, I name it. I would absolutely went to see you and Billy Ray Cyrus in my backyard if I could have, my friend.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. It, you know, we did the things that we were allowed to do, and that the city councils and governments allowed us to do, and we took the rock and roll to the people. If they said it was safe, we did it. If it wasn't safe, then we didn't do it. But now I think we're in a position and a time where everything's starting to be more understood, and we're getting to a better situation with COVID. And I think that we're coming around to brighter days. And that's a good thing, but we had to walk through it. And sure. I think we're on the other end of it. I really do.
I'm with you. Can't wait to see you next month, Dave. It's been a true honor. Thank you so much. Continued success, my friend. And we will catch you here in Destin. Great. Best of luck with all the Midwest dates. It's going to be a blast, my friend.
Thank you for the time. And thank you to all the Hairball fans. We're truly grateful. If you see me out or you see any of the guys out, please feel free to come up and say hello, take a picture. We'd love to see you and shake your hand.
Awesome. Love it, man. Thank you so much.